Welcome everyone to our session where we're looking at fear, the doorway to understanding. So I'm going to start with a 35-minute guided meditation. So finding your meditation posture. Just settling into your meditation posture, that easeful yet alert posture, posture that brings some comfort, at least enough to sit in stillness for 35 minutes. We're inviting absolute stillness to the body when we undertake meditation. It's one of the key aspects of meditation is to just be okay with the body being absolutely still. And noticing that you're naturally breathing. The breath is just breathing itself. There's nothing you need to do to breathe. And tuning into the physical sensations of breathing. Wherever you notice the breath in the body, just focusing your attention on that place as the body begins to settle and relax. not trying to do anything to the breath, not changing it in any way, allowing it to flow naturally, not trying to breathe deep or have a calm breath or a soft breath, allowing the breath to flow naturally and simply tuning in to the physical sensations that you can feel most easily in the body. Noticing any desire for the breath to be different in any way than it is. Is there a desire for a calmer breath or a deeper breath? Just noticing these preferences as best you can and letting them go. Opening awareness to include all physical sensations. And scanning the body and noticing anything such as tingling, pulsing, coolness, heat, softness, and throbbing. Just tuning into whatever physical sensations present themselves to awareness. What the sensations are is not important. It is the awareness of what arises that is the practice. noticing if there's any attitude of liking or disliking the physical sensations that present themselves. This can be obvious, such as aversion to strong discomfort, or it can be subtle, presenting itself as a slight leaning away from some small unpleasant sensation. Just noticing any attitude of a preference for what's arising in the moment in the body. A preference or an aversion for any particular sensation. The practice is just to notice this craving or desire, this liking or disliking, what's arising as physical sensations in the body, both the subtle and the more obvious. Just noticing, not doing anything about it or judging or thinking this shouldn't be happening. Just simply noticing how the mind has these preferences. now becoming aware of any impulse to move. Noticing the intention to move when it arises. Noticing the intention to shift the body in some way before the movement starts. You can see the intention to move before you actually move. Maybe some sensation in the knee or the back, some discomfort perhaps. And perhaps it's an itch or a coolness in the skin. Seeing if it's possible to just be present with the impulse or intention and not act on it, not move, rest in stillness. If movement does occur, noticing that too, and being okay with it. Noticing if the mind jumps to judgment or rebuking, realizing that that is okay too, as this is just what minds do. When an impulse to physically move the body arises, silently asking the question to yourself, what is the fear underlying this intention toward movement? What is the fear underlying this intention toward movement? Or more simply, what fear is present? Not trying to answer the question, rather letting the question rest in awareness, seeing what deeper fear may present itself as the question is held in this way. when any wanting or pushing away arises, any wanting for things to be different than they are, silently asking the question, what fear is present? What fear is underlying this wanting? If no answer arises, no fears arise, being okay with just resting in the not knowing. We're not trying to figure anything out using the mind. Rather, we are letting the question just kind of hang out in awareness. The same can be done with the mind and thought. The mind is chattering away. One can pose the question silently. What fear is underlying this movement of the mind? And allowing it to just hang out in awareness as a question. Again, not trying to answer it, but just posing the question and leaving it and seeing what arises.